Last Friday morning, Tralee company Casey Stevenson officially rebranded to CSG at an event held at the Rose Hotel in Tralee. There was a very interesting panel discussion on performance optimization with Kerry Captain David Clifford, Chief Strategy Officer and Head of Mergers and Acquisitions at Kerry Group, Gavin Capeless, and the Head of Compliance and Risk at Fexco Group, Ruth McCarthy. CSG is now employing 45 people out of its offices in Day Place in Tralee, covering a wide variety of areas. Well, I caught up after the event with CSG partner Chris Murray and started by asking him to tell us about the rebrand.
It's something we've been thinking about for quite a long time. Over the last 5 or 6 years, we've merged three other practices, all Tralee-based practices, E.F. Stevenson, Paul Prendergast and Philip Manzers. So you can imagine there's kind of four different cultures landing in together below in Day Place. So we said now was the time to change it and see can we come up with a brand that kind of reflects where we're at now. Casey Stevenson probably sounded long, and when you're looking at all the new names that are out there, everything seems to be getting shorter and going down to letters. So CS really makes sense to hang on to. So CSG, the group part of it, kind of made sense then, given that there was four practices coming together as one. So I suppose that's kind of where it came about. I suppose we agreed it probably 3 or 4 months ago. It was good to get to today and finally get it launched. Stationery, all that kind of stuff. To be fair, the team have done a pile of work and getting all that stuff ready. Like, so it's been great from that point of view.
And you're employing 45 people now?
45 people all in Day Place at the present moment, in number 3 and number 6. So we kind of have different teams in different offices. So it's nice. Like, we've built a great team now. It's hard getting people at the present moment. You probably see that from lots of other businesses trying to get professional people out there at the moment. They're like hen's teeth. Like, they're very difficult. Like, so we've been very lucky with some of the recruiting that we have, and some of the people we have are very, very strong. As you can see, the three new partners there, like, they're all top class. All of them are with us for quite a length of time. Like, they were all excellent in their own fields. Like, so it's important to acknowledge what they've done, bring them in as more part of the team, and give them a say in where we're going in the future and all the rest of it. As I keep telling them, I'm the old man, you're the future.
And when it comes to attracting talent, obviously, as you say, every business is experiencing the same thing. It is difficult to attract talent. But when it comes to, say, talent you have, do you find that you're getting people who want to maybe relocate from city life and come to Kerry?
Prior to COVID, that's where you would have got them. A lot of them would have gone to the big four after they came out of college in Limerick, Cork, whatever it is. And boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, whatever it was, they'd all eventually come back to Tralee or trying to relocate. I suppose COVID, it got more difficult because they were probably already back in Tralee or Killarney or Castle Island or wherever they were, but they were still working for the big four. So the market is a lot tighter. It's a lot harder to get people at the present moment because there's still an awful lot of them working remotely for the bigger companies in Dublin and Cork.
But would you find that maybe they have made the move and they are here in Kerry, so I suppose it's widened the pool a bit?
Yeah, and like somewhere along the line you will see, you know, this blended working is great, and we have a few people inside in our office that work from home a couple of days a week. We're fully behind all that. But you probably will find that some of them working for the bigger four or whatever it is, they probably want them to go back to the office 2 or 3 days a week. Then I suppose you're faced with a decision. If you're married down here and you have young kids and you're after bailing out of Dublin or whatever it is, or even if your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever it is down here, it gets more difficult. Like, if you have to find accommodation in Dublin or for 2 days a week, good luck with that, I'd say.
And looking at your own team and your own management team, even it shows the company's very progressive and that you have so many women who are leaders within the company.
We have, yeah. I suppose we have a great blend, I suppose, especially with the three ladies coming on board now as well. And Una, the practice manager, joined us last September. Like, she's been a huge asset as well in helping pull things together. So like, even in the overall staff numbers, I'd say they're nearly 50-50 at this stage. Like, so it's great from that point of view, and there's a great mix. They all seem to get on well together, which is good. Like, there's a good atmosphere around the place. They've all had to embrace a lot of change, I suppose, over the last 2 years, probably more so than any of them. I would say the Philip Manzer, God rest him, passed away, which that merger was probably a slight bit more difficult because Philip was sick. It's bedded down now at this stage.
And you mentioned during the event this morning that because you're a company that works on a national level, but you have a local grounding.
We do, yeah. Most of the people working for us are probably about 5 or 6 of them. I say they're probably all Kerry originated. We have clients all over the country. Like, we've some great clients. They're all been very loyal to us. Like, you know, sometimes you'd see some of these bigger companies that we have on our books or bigger groups, people would be saying, I thought they'd be one of the big four, but we have the professionals look after them. Like, we give them the service, I suppose. We pride ourselves on being available. So if they come looking for Chris Murray, or they come looking for James Kelleher or David Moran, we're there. That's the big plus, I suppose. We have more point of view as a selling point. I think that's a big plus for people when you're looking for someone, if you have confidence in them and you know you can get there at the end of the phone.
And you actually mentioned as well Sean Ryan of Aspen Grove. He won the award here last night at the Business Leaders Gala event, and he was one of a number of your clients that have actually won that award over a number of years.
He's the third client, Tomás Garvey and Donald Ring as well. Like, so it's, you know, it's great. Like, it's great to see it. Like, and it's great to see them get the recognition, because like, they're fantastic companies, all three of them. Like,
just coming back to CSG then, and about the business, you cover, I suppose, a wide variety of areas.
We do. We cover them all. Like, we have a designated tax department now, which Laura Dillon looks after. We have an audit department, which are headed up by Roisin and Adele. We have the accounting, which is headed up by Trevor, and the advisory by David, and the other accounting role by Jimmy. So, like, we've covered everything. I suppose going back a number of years ago, we probably all did everything. But that doesn't work anymore when you get to a certain size. So I think having a designated tax department is a huge plus for someone like us inside in Tralee, whereas clients they're very interested in tax and tax planning, and especially in relation to acquisitions and mergers, like they were talking about on the stage there or whatever, like the tax element, it is huge. Like, so it's great to have that here as well. Like,
and especially, I suppose, here in Kerry as well. I mean, obviously, you know, today we had the likes of Kerry Group and Fexco represented on stage, but there are so many amazing companies operating here in Kerry, obviously some at a higher level than others, but it's a very entrepreneurial county. There are a huge amount of businesses scaling, and so they need those kind of expert services.
They do, yeah, they do. Like, and like, it seems to be like, you hear about recessions. I don't really see much of it so far anyway. Like, Tralee seems to be going very well, the county seems to be going very well. There are probably certain sectors that are being hit harder than others, but overall it seems to be going very well. Most of our clients seem to be going in the right direction anyway. Anytime they're doing something new, or a lot of them are buying places that are expanding, whatever, like, and it's great we have the professionals to help them.
Just going back to talent again, you offer a graduate program, do you?
We started a new graduate program now in September. We have two students from MTU in at the present moment, and they're 6-month block. They finish up, I think, in August, and we're starting UNA, setting up a proper graduate program from 1st September going forward then, yeah.
Okay, so you find, I suppose, that might help in progressing talent?
Yeah, it will do. Like, it's a great opening for them, and I suppose they get great experience, and I suppose it's great for us too, because hopefully they come back after they finish whatever courses they're on. If you got back 2 out of 4 or 2 out of 5, it pays off, like. Mm-hmm. And they like to, you know, most of them enjoy the experience anyway.
We talked about the different kinds of companies that are here in Kerry. You work with companies of all sizes and in all sectors.
We do, really. We have the hotel industry, health centres, nursing homes, medical professionals themselves, manufacturing. We have everything, really. Like, I suppose we have a wide spectrum of clients, right down to small corner shop, right up to big, huge, massive groups and all the rest of it, which is great. Like, it's great to have this spectrum. You don't want to become elitist or anything like that. We pride ourselves on being local. We're based here. Yeah, we have companies all over the place. We have the professionals to deal with it. But at the same time, we have the personal touch where we can deal with the locals as well and look after them the same way. So everyone is as important as the other.
Chris, I suppose before we finish, you mentioned there at the start the rebranding, you're CSG now. So the website is pretty easy now for anyone who wants to have a look, csg.ie.
Exactly, csg.ie. We've got the first part of it up and done, and we'll be adding to it now over the next couple of weeks, yeah.